wondering if, do you know if that air conditioner is on a timer, or is it, can it be turned off?
It can. It could probably be turned. Yeah. Is it going to run through here?
But it's going to be really loud on the audio.
Okay. So, let me,
so maybe we can leave it on for a few minutes, but then maybe
okay,
ask just her to turn it off for the interview.
Okay, okay. When we get ready, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that frog could be turned it off.
Mm-hmm. All right. So go ahead and state your full name and how many years you've waitressed.
My name is May Evelyn Christmas, and I started when I was 14, so that makes 42 years.
Okay, good. So yeah, your boy, we're recording. Okay, so again, state your name and the number of years you waitress.
My name is May Evelyn Christmas. I started when I was 14 years old, which makes 42 years that I've been waitressing.
And where did you start?
The first job I had was Kentucky Grill.
And was that in
Central City?
Mm-hmm. So you grew up here?
Uh-huh, sure did.
Have you ever left?
No. Probably never will.
Did you ever want to leave or want to go anywhere else?
No, I really didn't. I always liked it here, so I never did have any desire to leave.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about Central City and what it's like?
Well, it's just a small hometown. Everybody knows everybody. And much less if you're a waitress and you work in a restaurant, you're going to know just about everybody in town. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, it's a good place to live, I think.
And so how many, this is just the downtown area. I came in up through, I think it was 41 or whatever. Forget which.
Yeah.
So there's only one restaurant here?
Oh, no, no.
On this drag?
No, there's a little restaurant right here on the corner.
Oh, that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then we got another restaurant right there called the Purple Onion.
And how long has Edith's been here?
Well, now this was Winnie's Grill for like 60-some years.
What was it called?
Winnie's Grill.
Winnie's Grill.
Uh-huh. And it's been here for like at least 60 years, this restaurant. But now Edith's just had it since January of this year.
And how long have you worked at Edith's?
Since January of this year.
Hmm.
But Tina had it before that, and I worked for her down here.
Okay. So how many restaurants have you worked at in Central City?
Well, I see. Five that I know of. Six. I'll keep thinking and probably come up with some more. Six.
And so what was the longest you'd ever been at one restaurant?
Probably 9 years. And it was Uptown Cafe.
Mm-hmm. And were they all diner kind of coffee shop
uh-huh.
places?
Mm-hmm. They all are.
Uh-huh. So you never wanted to work in more of a fancier?
No, because, you know, when somebody comes through the door, I'm liable to holler at them. You don't do that in a fancy restaurant, you know, so. No, I never had any desire to work in a fancy restaurant.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Everybody comes through here, and like I said, you know what they want. You just holler and ask them if they want their usuals. They're coming through the door, holler and ask them what they want to drink. You know, it's just a friendly atmosphere. I think
it's more liberating.
I do too.
Waitress. Yeah.
You know, we have. You know, even here we have customers that, if you're busy, they get up and help you clean tables or help you get drinks or get drunk drinks, you know. It's just like home to them, so.
That's so nice. How many customers are regulars?
Well, we have probably got at least 30 to 40. And that's like that couple over there. And for seeing pictures took, I like to take them with them. And I've waited on them for the last 14 years. And they're pretty well just every day. And like I said, I've had them for the last 14 years, about every course I've worked.
And they always order the same thing?
No, them two don't. But I do have some that order the same thing every day. So we don't even write your order down. The cooks knows what it is. We just put their name on the ticket. We don't even write it down.
Yeah, so do you call them in?
As You're talking about just calling
in? If you don't write the orders down, the cook will see.
Okay, them. Well, what it is, I'll just write on ticket like Johnny or Kenneth. Or, and they know what they
Yeah,
they know what it is, so they just send it out. And I just put the price on it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, we just, because we still write our orders, you know, down on a tablet, you know. We haven't got modern yet, got computer, you know, just still the old timey way.
Works.
Well, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, so that's what we do.
Makes sense. So tell me about your parents. What did they do for work?
Well, now, my dad was a coal miner and my mama never did work.
Your mother what?
She never did work. My mother never did work. Yeah, she was a homemaker. And now my dad died when I was 12. And but now my mom, let's see, she's been dead now, I think, right at 20 years. So neither one of them are living now, but she never did work.
And did your, is there a coal mining area?
Well, this used to be pretty well the capital of the coal mines, yeah.
Central City?
Yes, well, yeah, in Unionville County. Just about every, you know, it was a lot of coal mines back then, you know. When Dad was working, I had two brothers that worked in the coal mines too, you know.
And what happened? They closed down?
Yeah, a lot of them's closed down. Now they're trying to open up some, they're trying to open them back up now.
It must be hard for the economy for the area.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it really was, because we had a lot of coal miners. Sure did. Mm.
So, let's see, do you have any siblings, brothers and sisters?
I've got, three brothers still living.
Okay, and two of them work in the coal mine.
No, none of them work anymore. Well, one of them still, he's a plumber, but two of them's retired. And one of them was coal miner and the other one wasn't.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
56.
Uh-huh. That's great.
And I got a brother. I mean, the brother was coal miner. He's 79. So.
Yeah, it's hard work. So tell me about your first waitressing job and when you started. Like, how was it for you?
Well, it was at the Kentucky Grill. And I more or less, on the start, you know, started at the, we had a window. Kind of people come up and order from the window. So I didn't do much waitressing there. But then, you know, I mean, more or less the window. People come up from outside and order. I guess probably when I really started waitressing was at the Waikiki. And, you know, as far as waitressing.
And that's just the letter Y?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. But it was just called the Waikiki. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the picture that you...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was taken when again?
That had to be about 1968, because that's my son I'm putting a coat on. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm putting his coat on is I had to work a lot of hours, and I didn't get to spend a lot of time with him, so my boss let me bring him to work with me some. Until he got to walking. But while he was little, I could take him to work with me some and spend time with him.
Yeah, I've heard some people, some waitresses describe waitressing as mother's hours. Because mm-hmm. You could be home when they came home from school if you needed to be. You could cook them a meal. It was, mm-hmm. You know, much better. You could spend more time with your kids. And a lot of the kids would come into the restaurant, so you kind of knew what they were up to. And that's, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. So when you first started, though, did anybody teach you? How did you learn how to do it?
Well, not really. You just more or less had to learn on your own, you know. They just take old table and write down the order, you know, what they wanted. You just had, you know, kind of learn from that.
You know, it's amazing so many people consider waitressing a skillless job.
I know, that's true.
And it's really, you know, can you talk about that? I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, that's what I say. They really, and a lot of people don't even consider it a job. And to me, it's one of the hardest jobs you can do, and you already know that because you did it for 8 years. I mean, it's a hard job, and you gotta like it to do it. If you don't like it, you're not gonna be good at it, I don't think. I mean, you gotta be a people person, you gotta have patience. You know, you've gotta have a lot of patience. And like I said, if you don't like it, you're not gonna keep doing it because it is hard work.
So did you pick up to it right away in terms
of... Yeah, I did, really.
You're just kind of more naturally organized?
I think so. Because
mm-hmm. You have to be.
Yeah, I think so.
How else would you really manage? And I think that so many people assume when you first start waitressing that you just it's just this job anybody can do, and you know, but it's if it goes wrong, if you are behind and things are piling up, it can be very disorienting and scary,
yeah.
And people get mad at you, and
mm-hmm.
you know, so I think it's important to, you know, recognize that it does take skills.
It does take skills. And you know, you got to remember who gets what, which table gets what. Because it's terrible when you take the wrong food to the wrong table and they start eating it. And these other people done been waiting 10 minutes, you know, on theirs and somebody else eating it. You know, that gets a little leery there, you know.
I know your stomach sinks. Yeah, you're like,
why did I do that?
And then when you have regular customers, you know, it's like you're supposed to remember what they want.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it just becomes automatic. But did you get a lot, since you've been in Central City, do you find that like a lot of being in so many different restaurants, do you still get regulars that come from other restaurants that you serve?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they follow you?
I think some of them have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What time y'all leaving out?
Just like, you know, like that couple over there, you know.
Because they know that you know what they want.
Yeah, yeah. And they, you know, they know it'll be usually a good atmosphere, you know. Because we, you know, I'm always joking and laughing, you know. And stuff like that. That's why I can't work in a really fancy restaurant. I'm sure the money would be better, but I don't think I'd be happy.
You know, sometimes I've heard that it's really not necessarily.
You know,
better.
Well, I guess you're right, you know.
You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, with your regulars, you know. You can budget because you know what they're going to give you.
You're right.
And a lot of times at the fancier restaurants, there's so much more expectation. And sometimes, you know, they're not as inclined or feel obligated to tip as well.
That's true.
Because they don't know you.
That's true.
And sometimes in the fancier restaurants, if you're in a place that they don't have a lot of turnover, you know, in a busier diner atmosphere, you've got more turnover, you've got more opportunity to make money. So sometimes it doesn't, you know, mean more money. Necessarily.
Well, I don't know. I never worked in one, but I've heard that too. You know, I've heard that it doesn't turn over as much, you know.
Do you make a minimum wage?
No.
You make more than minimum wage?
No, I make $2.75 an hour. Plus tips. Plus tips. Well, see, actually.
So is that a waitress's?
Actually, $2.13 is all you have to pay a waitress. Yeah. I make $2.75 plus tips. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because in San Francisco you get minimum wage.
Oh, do you? Well, you don't in Kentucky.
The minimum wage in San Francisco now is $8.75.
Is that right? Oh, no, we don't.
Do you tip out?
Do you mean
that? Do you have a busser? Do you have to? Do you
no, actually, in here, I do everything. I bust the tables, wait on the people, get to register, and everything. Oh, no, we don't have no busboy. I wish we did.
Then you'd have to give them money, though.
Yeah, that's true. So, actually, I mean, I, you know, it's just, we usually have just one waitress on the floor. Sometimes it gets, if everybody hits here at one time, it gets pretty busy. Now, Edith will get up and help, you know.
So, one waitress for what?
Mm-hmm.
Four?
It's about 44.
Nine tables, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah, it is. Miss Lissy, if they all come in at one time.
Yeah, they're on lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you work mornings?
I work, we're just open from 6 to 2.
Okay.
So, I work all day.
How many
six
days
to
a week?
Two. Four. Mm-hmm. Just 4 days a week.
That's enough. So, why do you think you've waitressed this long? What's kept you doing this work?
Well, I think it's, I guess, because I enjoy it. I really do. And I think I don't think I can make any more money anywhere else. So, you know, the money's pretty good. So,
I think that's a big misconception. A lot of people assume that waitresses don't make any money. You know, that they're not skilled workers,
mm-hmm.
and it's not valued. And you know, the truth is, it's
usually more than if I got a job around here in a factory or anything. You know.
Exactly.
And like I said, a lot of people, they might not understand that, you know.
Because they don't know.
No. They don't know, have any idea how hard it is either.
So can you talk about that?
Well, I mean, it's just, I mean, you really get tired. And I mean, because you make a lot of steps in a restaurant. Back and forward, you know. But I mean, and sometimes, like in here, we're just one of us. Might not even get a break. Period. But then again, we might be slow and get breaks. But yeah, I'm pretty tired when I go home. But I'm pretty contented. If I'm off a day or two, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to hit it again.
So how is it in terms of you know, when you're the physical? Have you noticed? Do you have any physical ailments? Like what hurts you the worst?
Just my legs when I go home. My legs hurt. But I mean, you know, after rest, like I said, I'm ready the next day to go.
Have you ever hurt yourself on the job?
No. I reckon.
So what about the younger waitresses? Do you have younger waitresses here?
No, we don't have any here. But I've worked with them. And most of them just don't pay attention to what the people need, you know, as far as keeping their drinks filled and taking jelly with their breakfast or, you know, little stuff like that. A lot of them just don't understand to do that. You know?
Why do you think that is?
I really don't know, because, like I said, I worked with several of them, and it would just seem like they just couldn't remember stuff like that. I don't know why they couldn't remember.
Do you think maybe, you know, I've noticed that a lot of waitresses, that especially older waitresses, because I just interviewed a waitress yesterday, she was 83, and, you know, they just really see a difference with the younger generation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, you know, in some ways, because the waitress that I interviewed yesterday grew up on a farm, a lot of them grew up doing hard labor, hard physical labor, so they don't have the same, you know, feelings about working hard, because waitressing is very labor intensive. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, the younger ones are just lazy, or they're not, you know. And I don't know what it is, because it's like they work hard doing other things, you know, whether it's even exercising or even...
I really think, and that's just like these little restaurants, I think the day of the little mom-and-pop restaurants are about over, because... You know, the older generation is dying out, and it's hard for these younger kids to understand this, you know, most of the kids work in a place now where everything's timed, you know, like French fries or anything. So, I think a lot of the little restaurants are just going to be gone before you know it, you know, the little home type.
Yeah, and they serve such a great, you know,
variety.
Part of the community. It's really important.
Yeah, you have people that come down here every day. They eat. They visit with each other every day. You know, like widows and widowers. You know, like those two ladies. They come down and they're both widows, and they come down and enjoy each other's company and eat every day. So, you know, and it's hard to do that. At fast food or something like that.
It's different.
It is, it's different, it really is.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, people don't recognize the contribution that a lot of the career waitresses have made.
I don't think they do either. I mean, we have people that we've had for years, and, you know, if they miss coming down here, if they're older, we'll call and see if they're okay. You know, we call and make sure they're not sick or something like that.
Yeah, it's almost like an extended family.
It is, really. It is down here. It's like an extended family.
That's great. Yeah.
So.
I mean, you can't find that in the cities.
No.
So what do you like the best about waitressing, doing this work?
Just meeting people. You know, I met two guys from Louisiana yesterday, you know. I mean, we meet them from all over, because they'll come in and they'll say, we have drove all over town just trying to find a little restaurant. So, you know.
Oh, okay. Didn't I just put it in? Oh, it may have been. Thanks. My mom's the best. She's
She travels with you?
Yeah, we're good traveling partners. She lives in Columbus, Ohio. So I live in San Francisco, so I flew out to Columbus, and then I had a picture of them. We drove.
Oh, really?
Out here. So she's.
Are y'all staying here tonight?
No, we're staying in Bowling Green.
Oh, okay.
So you have to push that blue thing in. The blue button on the side. Do you see it? One on the side. Okay, you got the tape in, right? There we go. And then push the blue button on the side. See? That snaps it shut.
Are you gonna take any pictures of me waiting on me? Okay. Is there any way we could do it while they're here? Because they've been my customers for 14 years.
Okay.
And he may have to go back.
Okay, do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Is there anything you dislike about waitressing?
Not really. I mean, I can't really think. I mean, you know, there's days that it seems like everything goes wrong. But I mean, you know, as far as really disliking the waitress part, no. Of course, like I said, there's days a lot of things go wrong.
When's the last time you had a day that everything went wrong?
Well, it's been a little while. It's been a few months, but we were really, really busy. And I mean, just packed out all at once. And all the tables were dirty, and I had the bus tub, and I had it full, and I set it on the end of the chair. Well, the chair fell, and all the tables went all. I mean, all the dishes went all over the floor, and just made the office mess and everything. And I was too busy to clean it up. So that I guess that was probably the worst day, because it was just food, dishes everywhere, plus we were busy.
Right. It looks like, it's the woman with the long hair, is that Edith?
No, that's Tina.
Okay, that's Tina.
She waitresses 2 days a week and cooks three.
Okay.
She's cook and waitress.
Does Edith work?
No,
It's just the name of. But she.
No, I mean, she owns it. That's Edith, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if we get busy, she does.
She'll help out.
Yeah, she'll help out if we get busy.
Yeah, but it looks like you guys have a great relationship between the. Because sometimes there's all this discord between the cooks and the waitresses.
Oh, well, we worked together for a long time. I mean, we worked at Uptown together and we worked down here together. We're just kind of family, really,
That's wonderful.
We're not required to wear a uniform. Now, I wear a vest all the time because it's got a pocket, and I have to have a pocket. this is what I normally wear.
And do you have any kind of mean customers? It seems like they're all regulars, but do you have any ones that give you a hard time? Remember how you learned to deal with that over the years?
Well, I've had some, that have given me a hard time, and you deal with it till you can't deal with it anymore, and then you just tell them. I mean, I have. I mean, we've had people that we just could not please on cooking for them. And this is several times it would happen. And so I just told the boss one day, I said, look, you're throwing the food in the garbage every day. You're not making any money off of them. I said, I'm not going to. What? I told, I just told them, I said, look, we can't please you. So you need to find another place to eat. Because we were really losing money on them. But other than that,
And what'd they say when you said that?
Well, they left and they hadn't been back. But this was this was several straight times. And, it's just, you can't just keep cooking stuff and throwing it away. So I told my boss I was going to do it, and she said it was fine. So I did. And I was glad they didn't, come back. I mean, but I did tell my boss before I'd done it.
So, what stands out as some of your best memories of doing this job?
Well, some of the best memories. Well, I've had a lot of them.
Come in with, you know, customers that were, did something special for you, or
well, a lot of them, you know, remember my birthday, and I think that's good. You know, they'll bring cards in or something like that, you know, or gifts, and I think that's good when they remember. And they remember me at Christmas, which is good. You know, we do have regulars that, you know, they'll buy gifts and things.
So, do you feel like, you know, waitressing has provided you with a good life?
I think it has. I did at one time try to work at the hospital, and I was ward clerk, and I just wasn't happy with it, so I didn't stay there long. I went back to waitressing, you know. I did try something new one time, and I just
was
didn't
it
like
more
it.
Kind of office work, or what was
kind
it?
Of, yeah, it was, and me, I'm just I'd rather be up doing something than sitting and doing something, you know.
You're a mover.
Yeah, I'm a mover. I'd rather do something.
Yeah, that's a big difference between, you know, waitresses and people who do office work.
It is.
You need to keep moving. Do you have any plans for retirement?
No, I really don't ever plan to retire. I really don't, because I really think I get too bored. You know, I don't even take vacations.
When was the last time you took a vacation?
92. Spent 14 years.
Where did you go?
I didn't go. Well, I mean, I didn't go anywhere. But I mean, that's the last time I've actually took any time off. You know, take a couple of weeks off. I just don't even take. You know. As long as I've been off 13 days and I was in the hospital.
In the 42 years you've been waitressing?
Well, no, not in all the 42 years, but in the last several years. You know, I know in the last 14 years I haven't took even a week off, other than being in the hospital. But I just don't even take vacations, you know. But I mean, I'm sure I was off some before then, you know, not in the last 14 years, but before then. I just don't.
Have you ever left the state of Kentucky?
Well, we went to Smokies one time, that's about it. Well, I've been to the Smokies, and I've been to Branson, and I think that's pretty well
Where's
it.
Branson,
Missouri.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's the only two places out of Kentucky I've ever been. But I just have never cared anything about it. And my husband didn't either, so it's a good thing. Number one, we both get lost too easy. We do.
That's amazing. So you've never worked for a union restaurant?
Have no.
Okay. And do you have health insurance?
Not here. I do through where my husband works. He works for the city, but not here.
What's your husband do?
He works for the city. He's been with the city for 68, so how 38 years. He's 65 years old, and he's not retiring either, because he likes to work too.
Well, it's good that you have insurance.
Yeah, I've got it through him. I don't have it here, you know.
Yeah, most
workers do. No, most restaurants, you don't have any kind of benefits, you know, at all. You know that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do you own or rent your house?
We own it.
Mm-hmm. And how far did you go in school?
Well, now, I quit when I was 15, but I did go get my GED when I was 40. When I turned 40 years old, I went and got my GED.
Why? Just to have it?
Yeah, I did, just to have it. Because I was afraid that something might happen. I couldn't waitress any anymore. You got to have a GED to even be a janitor. So I did go get it.
good. And so, do you have any other health issues that might hinder your waitressing?
Not that I know of. I hope I don't. But I don't know of any.
Yeah. It's better if you just. Yeah.
Oh, and I hope I don't find out if I do.
And so, how many children do you have?
One.
A boy?
Boy.
And what does he do?
He works for Decent Signs.
Their sign company?
Yeah, it's a sign company.
Mm-hmm. And so you live in the area?
Uh-huh. He lives two doors up. I have three grandkids.
That's amazing. Do you have any other hobbies? Or?
Yeah. I play Texas Hold'em poker. I love to play. We have a lot of friends that get together, and we play the little no limit tournaments, you know, just little ones. But we have a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, that's great. So, do you have any other stories or things you want to say about waitressing?
Well, I can't right now. I can't think of any.
Did you ever think when you first started that you'd be here over 40 years?
No, I really didn't.
It was supposed to be a temporary thing.
I just, yeah, really, you know. I didn't think I would. But like I said, it's a job, it's an honest job, and it's a good job. That a lot of people don't understand, but it is. It's a good job, and it's honest work. So.
Oh, no, I'm all set. Thank you. I think that's it, Mom.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been listening or not, if I've missed anything.
I don't think so. She's pretty good.
I don't think she's missed anything either. I think she covered everything.
Well, you were a great interview. You have wonderful speaking voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, most of them would come in here, they'll say, I knew you was here, May, I could hear you. Instead of saying, they'll say, come in, you know, when they come in, they'll say, when you was here, we could hear you outside.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I got on your website the other day.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh, sure did.
Yeah.
And looked at it. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. There's not, all the waitresses are, it's only the California waitresses are up, really, but...
What in the world possessed you to come to Kentucky, though?
Well, I got a Kentucky oral history grant.
So oh, okay. So you had to do it in Kentucky. Okay. Okay.
And, you know, I always wanted to do the South. And this is my first, this will be my first state that's, you know, a Southern of waitresses in the South. And because I just think that, you know, I love the accents and, you know, I think the richness of your voice is just really special.
Thank you.
So I ended up getting a grant because I guess so many people do projects on coal mining, you know, in Kentucky, and mm-hmm. you know, they thought that mine was really unusual, and no one had ever proposed to do a project on waitresses in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So they were excited. So I'm also going to be submitting your photographs and your stories to the universities at all the archives in the state.
Okay.
So, you know, other researchers will be reading about you.
Okay.
It'll be archived indefinitely. So.
Well, whatever you write up, like I said, if you can send me a copy.
Of
and
course.
Send it, and make sure you send it home, because you never know what's going to happen to a little restaurant. We've just been here with Ada since January. I mean, you know, so I'm going to make sure, you know, send it to my house. That way I'll get it.
Did you get my letter? You got my letter, right?
I got it down here, because I had you send it down here, because I give you that address, but my address is on that
on the
there.
Form.
Yeah. I'd rather for you to send it at home.
Do you have a postcard and of the project postcards?
You sent me a postcard.
Yeah.
We had career waitress or something. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can always contact me. My cell phone number is on that.
Okay,
card.
Okay.
If for some reason.
That might have been where I got your website off of.
Yeah,
I'm
probably,
not sure.
Probably.
Yeah, I got all that. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that, you know, I've had five waitresses in Kentucky, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you're the only one in this area. I have one in Glasgow. And then I'm going up to Erlanger.
Oh, okay.
On Saturday, so. Yeah.
How old is she?
The one in Erlanger? I think she's 67.
Is she?
And then the one in. I did a one in Louisville.
Oh, did
at
she?
The Churchill Downs.
Maria. Oh, did you?
Give that back. We did scan it in.
Yeah. Okay.
And she is 76, Maria?
77.
Is she 76 or 77? I don't know which one.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But it's amazing, you know. I just see the waitresses in their 70s and 80s that are just still.
Well, I think it keeps you healthy. I mean, you get a lot of exercise anyway, you know.
Yeah, I think if you, you know, I have a waitress in her 80s, and she says, you know, if she wasn't waitressing, her arthritis would be terrible. It would be crippling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it keeps you moving.
Yeah.
You know, the alternative is to sit, and that's not.
I just don't like to sit. I get too bored. I'm just used to, yeah. I really am, yeah, I am. I'm just used to being around people and stuff like that.
Let's get the camera. Why don't you sit right there? Because I like the light here, and I'm going to photograph.